Sadhya Sadhana Tattva Puchite Na Jani
Sadhya Sadhana Tattva Puchite Na Jani
Kripa Kvesha Tattva Koha Nta Pani
Kripa Kvesha Tattva Pani
Sadhya Sadhana Tattva Puchite Na Jani
Sadhya Sadhana
Kripa kore sab tattva kaha kaha pani
Kripa kore sab tattva kaha kaha pani
Actually, I do not know how to inquire about the goal of life and the process for obtaining it. Being merciful upon me, please explain all these truths. Sanatana Goswami is speaking with Mahaprabhu. And the last time, we had a very famous verse, Ke ami ke ne amai jare tapo troi, hanahi jani ke mane hita hoi. Who am I? Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble? If I do not know this, how can I be benefited? So, now, Sanatana Goswami is continuing his statement in great humility. Prabhu kohe Krishna kripa tomate purna hoi.
Prabhu kohe.
Sab tattva jan tomar nahi tapotroy.
Sab tattva jan tomar nahi tapotroy.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Lord Krishna has bestowed his full mercy upon you so that all these things are known to you. For you, the threefold miseries certainly do not exist. Tomar nahi tapotroy. We don't have tapotroy. Tapatran Mulanam, Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning of the Bhagavatam is stated that these threefold miseries are uprooted.
Krishna Shakti Dharatumi Jana Tattva Bhav.
Krishna Shakti Dharatumi Jana Tattva Bhav.
Jani Dadhya Lagi Puche Sadhura Sobha.
Jani Dadhya Lagi Puche Sadhura Sobha.
Since you possess Lord Krishna's potency, you certainly know these things. However, it is the nature of a sadhu to inquire. Although he knows these things, the sadhu inquires for the sake of strictness. Jani dadhya lagi. Dadhya lagi. Those words are there, means for the sake of strictness. Puche, he inquires. This is his nature, swabhav. So, it is 106. This is a quote from Nadiya Purana, found in the Bhakti Samhita Sindhu. Acharadeva Sarvartha
Acharadeva Sarvartha
Siddhyat Esham Abhipshita
Siddhyat Esham Abhipshita
Saddharmasya Vabodhaya
Saddharmasya
Esham Nirbandhani Mati
Esham Nirbandhani Mati
Acharadeva Sarvartha Siddhyat Esham Abhipshitaha
Siddhyat Esham Abhipshitaha
Saddharma
Shalabodhaya.
Shalabodhaya.
Yesham Nirbandhani Mati.
Yesham Nirbandhani Mati.
Those who are anxious to awaken their spiritual consciousness, who have unflinching intelligence, and are not deviated, certainly attain the desired goal. Acharad means very soon. And Sarvaktra means the goal of life. And Siddhiti means becomes fulfilled. Esham, of these persons, Abhichita, desired, Siddharmasya, of the path of progressive devotional service, Abhibodhaya, for understanding. Esham, those whose Nibandini, unflinching intelligence, nothing. Okay, 107. Yogya patraha tumi bhakti pravartaite.
Yogya patraha tumi bhakti pravartaite.
Prame sab tattva shuna kohai tomate.
Prame sab tattva shuna kohai tomate.
You are fit to propagate the cult of devotional service. Therefore, gradually hear all the truths about it from me. I shall tell you about them. Yoga Patra, he is a fit person. Yoga Chavichare Kishu Nahipai. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying in his song that I have no fitness. If you examine me, you won't find any fitness. So Sanatana Goswami is this move that he's not feeling fit. But Mahaprabhu is saying, Yoga Patra, you are fit recipient to receive bhakti. Of course, Sanatana Swami is so exalted that you're just getting a summary of his exalted quality here. Without, I mean, he's getting like four or five chapters of instruction. Now we have these very famous verses. Jivera sarupa hoye Krishna nitya das.
Jivera sarupa hoye Krishna nitya das.
Krishna rata trashta shakti beda beda prakash. Krishna Sarupa Haya Krishna Nitya Das. Krishna Tatrashta Shakti Veda Veda Prakash.
Krishna Tatrashta Shakti Veda Veda Prakash.
Suryansha Kiranjai Che Agni Jvalachai.
Suryansha Kiranjai Che Agni Jvalachai.
Umhava Bhavika Krishna Tin Prakash Shakti Hoy. Kiran jai che agni jala chai.
Suryamsa kiran jai che agni jala chai.
Samhavika Krishna tin prakar shakti hoy.
Samhavika Krishna tin prakar shakti hoy.
Anybody chant? Want to chant that? Yeah, well, yeah. One or two or either or, I don't know. Chant the first one, second one, whatever you want. First one comes first.
Though.
Krishna Nityadas. Parcel of the sun.
Kiran.
A ray of sunshine.
Jaiche.
As. Agni Jvala Chai. Molecular particle of fire. From Havika.
Naturally.
Krishnair. Of Lord Krishna. King Prakar. Three varieties. Shakti, energy,
high.
There are. Translation. It is the living entity's constitutional position to be an eternal servant of Krishna because he is the marginal energy of Krishna and a manifestation simultaneously one and different from the Lord. Like a molecular particle of sunshine or fire, Krishna has three varieties of energy. Purport. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur paraphrases these verses as follows. Sri Sanatana Goswami asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Who am I?" And answered, the Lord replied, "You are a pure living entity. You are neither the material body nor the subtle body composed of mind and intelligence. Actually, you are a spirit soul, eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Soul of Krishna. Therefore, you are his eternal servant. You belong to Krishna's marginal potency. There are two worlds, the spiritual world and the material world, and you are situated between the material and spiritual potencies. You have a relationship with both the material and spiritual world. Therefore, you are called a marginal potency. You are related with Krishna as one and simultaneously different. Because you are a spirit soul, you are one in quality with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because you are a very minute particle of spirit soul, you are different from the Supreme Soul. Therefore, your position is simultaneously one with and different from the Supreme Soul. The examples given are those of the sun itself and the small particles of sunshine and of a blazing fire and small particles of fire." Another explanation of these verses can be found in Adiyala chapter 2, verse 96. If you want to put that up, because it's referenced. Says more or less the same thing. Krishna Sarup A Shakti Traya Gyan Jal Hai Tar Nohi Krishneti Agyan. One who knows the real feature of Sri Krishna and his three different energies cannot remain ignorant about him. So, who remembers what thread that is? What is that story? What is that kind of story? Adi 6, was that the tattva of Advaita tattva? Adi 6? Right. So this point is being made throughout the CC and throughout all the Shastras, and we see so many quotes are going to come up. Ekadesha, the very next verse, and Vishnu Shakti, and Krishna's Kaviraj is citing all these Shastras. He was very knowledgeable. Just if you read practically any of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books, he's going to be quoting all the similar verses. And so many of our acharyas, Baladev Vidhi Bhushan, they're quoting the same similar verses. There's many, many of them. And Upanishads, I was just seeing in the Amnaya Sutra that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is quoting many Upanishads. Gopal Tapani and Brihadaranyaka, Sweta Sitara, all these Shastras. Some of them actually describe, like Gopal Tapani, that even one worships Vishnu, still he will see the coward boy form of Krishna. But that happens also, if one is imbued with this mood of bhakti. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has summarized this questioning and answering, Puchite. All of Shastras are there, Arjuna is asking many questions, and Krishna is answering throughout Bhagavad Gita, throughout the Bhagavatam. I just saw where Sutta Goswami was telling that the sages, just as you have asked me this question, this exact question was there before with Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva, and then he quoted, you don't hear it outside on the balcony. I guess it's not working. You have a relation with the material and spiritual world. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he quotes the Shastra's Swapne, that just like a dream state, the living entity is floating in this river, and he can see Pashyati either side, and it's Tatasya Shakti. He can see either the spiritual or material world. Somehow or other, he goes through the material. Pashyati Mayatare Japati Adare. Another verse by Jagadanda Pandit, that when one is forgetting Krishna, somehow or other we forget. Krishna Bhulise Jiva Nadi Bharami. When we forget Krishna, it is considered eternal. So this is all very difficult for a new bhakta or anyone to understand. How would you become a Nadi Bahir Mukh when you have a chance to glance either way? But we have this chance. The point is that Krishna didn't force us into this position. Krishna bulise, we forgot Krishna. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, bulia tomare samsayasya. Emana durmati samsa. I forgot, I developed this wicked mind somehow. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also saying that if you consider me a sinner, then you can punish me, whatever you want. Mahaprabhu has the same mood. Ashlesha bhapadaratam panashtuma. Ashlishiva padaratam panashtumam. You can trample me down or... Yes, what? Okay, yeah, we'll get to that one. Darshanam. You're right. Adarshanam. So even Mahaprabhu has this surrendered mode of Radharani, that Adarshanam. So according to Prabhupada, that Prabhupada's mood is more like, if we remember Krishna, then wherever there's a tirthi, wherever the spiritual master goes, a pure devotee, then he creates a spiritual world there also. So sometimes we read that, according to Jiva Goswami, Bhaktisiddhanta is speaking in the purports of the Brahma Samhita, that the Boma Vrindavan is non-different. And Prabhupada is saying that all our ISKCON, all our temples, they're non-different from spiritual world also. Non-different. So, although we're hankering for that position, at the same time we're feeling atmaratiya, self-satisfied, in nija. Nija, nija, shreshta porimani. The spirit soul is feeling satisfied. And the same time, just like Prabhupada pointed out, the Kala Krishna Das, he was personally with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we would consider like, na Chaitanya Krishna Jagati Paratatang Param Iha. that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna. Chaitanya kyam param is the paratattva, sarva karana karanam. So wherever you are, there's Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu, such exalted appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, karunaya parama bhav. He's appeared that this chesat ekas Chaitanya Chandra. Even those worshipping Vishnu, they cannot come to this point with Mahaprabhu. With so many, Prabhupada Saraswati is pointing out in his shlokas that you're worshipping Vishnu, that's okay. But he doesn't consider it very important. He doesn't consider important even the appearance of Varaha Dev, other incarnations. So what do we ever get from this? He's minimizing in ecstasy. So those who are the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're experiencing this ecstasy. Even if we are chanting Hare Krishna, we're coming to the higher point, Aparada Ruchi, Sudanama Ruchi. We're hoping to get to that point in some lifetime. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur is hoping, so what to speak of us, we're hoping to get to this point. But he's on such an exalted level. Same time, he's always constantly on our level at the same time, in our mood. And not the impersonal mood, jivatma. Eka jivatma, the Sankaracharya's shloka. That he's saying, I'm giving you one shloka that summarizes all the Vedas. You are actually this Brahman, and you are a Brahman, therefore. No, here Mahaprabhu is saying that's not a fact. You are Brahman, that's okay, but Beda Bhai Prakash, you are insignificant. Or else why do we have all these shastras, all these Upanishads? Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam. There's one eternal, he's supporting the other eternals. That's also here. Natve Vatma, Natve, what does it say? Krishna tells Arjuna the first shloka, Natvam Neme Janadipa. You've always existed, but you're individual. Individual personality. We're all individual. Prabhupada would give so many simple, basic points. If somebody comes with a big plate of prasad and somebody wants a samosa, other one wants rasgul, even if you just have sweets, somebody has a different taste. So we all have a different taste, different ras. Ruchi bis, masrinya. When the heart becomes melted, it's described further on and in Chaitanya Charita, and the Rupa Goswami speaking again and again, they're speaking these verses. Masrinya, that their heart becomes melted, ruchi bi, one develops this ruchi, this taste. But we're praying for that taste. Well, one is simply one with Krishna, then there's nothing really there. It just becomes one. Prabhupada said this is suicidal. So in our line, we don't consider that very important. Brahmananda, I think Pran was quoting, Brahmananda Bhavaresha, Chakparar Gunikuta. If you multiply this Brahmananda, Brahman realization, by millions of times, it doesn't equal one tiny fragment. We can speak that, but we want to have that realization. Or else, if one is just one, then there's nothing there. Okay, you're one. What did you accomplish that? Prabhupada said that you may be experiencing that oneness, but there's no ananda. Anande bolo hari bhajya Vrindavan. There's no taste. Of course, the impersonalists, they also go to Vrindavan. Somehow they're attracted. So they also might get some taste. Everyone can get taste. But we're after this taste. Krishna Chaitanya doya koroho vichara vichara korlete chitte pabe chamatkar. You might be a speculator, but you should speculate on these Mahaprabhu's pastimes, his instructions. Maya mugda jivir nahi swata Krishna gyan. But really, by your own speculation, you won't be able to get there. Maya mugda, because you're under the grips of Maya. Maya mugda nahi swata Krishna gyan. You have to get the shastras, the mercy of the shastras. So this is what's being presented here by Kaviraj Goswami. You are eternal servant. And he's assuring Sanatana Goswami, remember Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were showing extreme humility. When they first met Mahaprabhu, they had some cloth around their necks and straw in their teeth, and they were rolling on the ground. They were chanting of shlokas that Matulyo Nasti Papa. No one is as sinful as we are. Even if you talk about Jagai Madai, they were famous, I guess, even then. Then at least they were more pure than we are, millions of times more pure. So there, Mahaprabhu said, please stop this breaking my heart. So Sanatana Goswami was giving some advice to Mahaprabhu also that he shouldn't go to Vrindavan with millions of people. And he took that advice. He accepted, of course, Sanatana is an eternal servant of Mahaprabhu, but still, to show example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I even accept that Sanatana is my spiritual master. And Sanatana Goswami was showing this example always. He wasn't affected, even when Mahaprabhu called him for prasad at, what is it, Yameshwar in Puri. Somehow, I don't know how he got called, some messenger came, and Mahaprabhu wants to take prasad. He came by the way of the sand, the beach. So everything's all right. When Sanatana Goswami came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked him, "How did you come here? You didn't come by the Singha Dwar. It's a very easy way to come, or easier way." He said, "No, I cannot go that way because those pujaris, they have to remain very pure. But I am so impure that what if they touched me? They would become impure." And so Mahaprabhu asked him, "But you came by the beach, it's burning hot in noon, the sand is burning your feet, there were blisters, imagine, so hot." Some of us know that sometimes in India you're walking and it's so hot, I can't walk there, but those who are habituated, they can walk. The ground is, sometimes they can, I think, cook dosas on the ground, or herd or something. Very hot. So Sanatana Goswami never noticed it, not affected by it. He's in such a humble mood, he doesn't want to even have the pujaris, they might touch him, something like that. But he'd rather go by the way of the hot sand. So Chaitanya was very satisfied by Sanatana Goswami's mood of humility and tolerance. He didn't notice it. Sanatana Goswami was willing to go into the jail, for a year and a half, we hear sometimes. He wasn't about to, he gave up his position, ministerial position, Takra Tornama Shesha Mandalapati, Shreni Sada, Tuchavat, Prabhupada said, is the most insignificant thing. Tucha means like spit. You know, we can understand when we spit or something like that, it's very, very insignificant. You just spit and you don't think about it. Although, if you're a crow sometimes, I saw in Calcutta, devotees were spitting off the veranda and a crow was coming down and catching the spit. They might consider it very important. So we don't consider that tuchavat. So Sanatana Goswami gave that up. He wasn't going to work for that Nawab Hussein Shah. Rather go to jail. He didn't have to go to jail. He could have just, I don't know what he could have done. Ultimately, he was freed. So, also, we're thinking Swaropena Vyavastiti in the second canto. There's mukti, but a verse about the definition of mukti. Mukti hita anyata rupam Swaropena Vyavastiti. When one comes to this position of Swarup, this is mukti. Means you have a swarup, a form, not a non-form. You are not a nobody, nothing, like the Buddhists, or they would like to think that you are. Mahaprabhu was quoting to Prakashananda these verses that Lord Shiva had spoken, that to prove that Shankaracharya is Agya Kori Das, that although he's propagating this impersonal idea of merging Jiva Ekayor, Paramatma, merging with the Paramatma, this, even in Bhagavad Gita we read so many wonderful verses. One who sees that this Yavat Sanjayate Kinchit Shatram Stavara Jangamam. When one sees that this whole world is an interaction of the living entity with the material energy, the jagat, whatever is moving and non-moving, he actually sees sapasati, sapasati. So Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter describes this very nicely. Not that we become one, but he sees that he is the servant of, and he's not merging at any time. There's no pleasure in merging to become the one, but rather the green bird is entering into the green forest, the green parrot. You may not see it, but it's, after some time they will move and it's not merging. And Rupa Goswami, in the beginning of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he's decrying the impersonalist, how does it go? Vishrama Mandara Tayas Sanatana Taror Madish. He's writing his whole book to satisfy Sanatana Goswami. If Sanatana Goswami is satisfied, then Rupa Goswami is happy. So he's describing there that the may this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this ocean of bhakti, that it will smother, drown out the volcanic eruptions. So the impersonalists are described as there's some volcano somewhere in the South Pole, North Pole, I forget. It's there. And but they put off this fiery hot, like the impersonalists. But this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is so wonderful, it is like an ocean. So although this the fire that goes on, volcanic fire under the ocean, then becomes very insignificant. And the bhaktas, they want to they want to swim in the ocean of nectar. They don't want to like the impersonalists, they're creatures of the river of liberation. So Rupa Goswami has written this whole Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ridyasya Pranaya Varaka Rupopi. He considers himself a fool, Varaka Rupa, he's describing himself. And being inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Rupa Goswami is inspired by Mahaprabhu, he's inspiring others. All our acharyas are inspired by Mahaprabhu, all down the line. Narottam, Srinivasa, distributing. Jiva Goswami was composing so many shlokas in his Sandarbha's other books. And then they were distributed throughout. And they continue to be distributed. So whether one is simple, he doesn't, most of us cannot grasp so many profound shastras, but just simply by Namashraya Kori Jatani Tumi, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you simply take shelter of the holy name. Understand, you want to study so many things, mundane things also, but you should understand there, Jivana Anicca Janahasha, the essence, the sa essence, is that you are, Jivana, your life is temporary. And that you're a servant of Krishna. Therefore, namashraya kori jatani tumi. Taka apanakai. Whatever position you're in, you simply take shelter of the holy name. Jeev Krishna das avishvas. Korle tor dukho nai. All your miseries will go away. Otherwise, your miseries are not going away. Sanatana Goswami is seemingly also experiencing some misery. He had all the sores on his body. But he was so surrendered to Mahaprabhu, and considering giving up his body, Mahaprabhu embraced him, and all of his wet, dripping itches disappeared. His body was just like youthful. Mahaprabhu also embraced that leper, Vasudeva, and his body became like a deva.
He was also very humble. He used to put the worms. He must have been free of some miseries because he used to consider the worms. He was so humble, he considered the worms and bugs living in his sores as important as himself. He used to put them back into the sore. Oh, you fell out here, let me put you back. And he was feeding off your own body. Then he thought he might become puffed up after his body was relieved of all this leprosy. Mahaprabhu told him, you simply always chant Hare Krishna, you will be free. So it's the same message for all, especially those humans, or even if one is not human, whoever he may be, if they're hearing the Hare Krishna mantra. That's why Prabhupada put such an emphasis on this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada's godbrother, Akinchanas Babaji, he told devotees, he said, I knew that your spiritual master, your Prabhupada, he would propagate this all over the world. He will be very successful because he has so much faith in the holy name. And he said, now I see when the Western devotees were coming back, he was speaking like that. Your spiritual master could do that. And Prabhupada's other godbrother, Sridhar, Bhakti Raksha, Sridhar, she also said, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahitar Pravartan. Without that Krishna Shakti, he couldn't do that. This is a position. So this, and we read about so many personalities, aside from Sanatana Goswami, many, many. Tapatran and Mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Munikate Kimba Parayarita. In the beginning of Bhagavatam, it says, this Bhagavatam is cited so many times here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Other books also, but Bhagavatam. So, Kimba Parayeshwar. There is no need of any other book even besides Bhagavatam. Of course, we like to read other books, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But also Bhagavatam. Kimba Parayeshwar. Sadhya Hridya Varujate Tukiti Bhut. One wants to understand his situation in the heart. Anornyan Mahato Mahiyan. Another Upanishad verse, that he's smaller than the small. Anornyan Mahatomaya. Even if you think, Prabhupada said, you think you're the least, the smallest, still you're not that small. Someone will come along who's more insignificant than you. Don't think, sometimes devotees would say, I'm the most fallen. That's all right, you are fallen. But you're not the most anything. Prabhupada said, you're not the most anything. Not even the most fallen. But Krishna is there, anoniyam, smaller than the smallest. He's Esha Naratma. It's described that the spirit soul is floating on the five airs. He's just very tiny. He's tiny. Nowadays we have those big microscopes that they can see tiny, tiny things, the spirit souls. Tinier, or they can't find it. They don't have the eyes, Premanjana Chirita Bhakti Vilokin. You have to have the eyes to see. So, all these shastras, Ved Shastrakoi, they're pointing us to the Sambandha Gyan. Who are we? Here we're getting the essence of it. You are the spirit soul. Otherwise, in Bhagavatam, Krishna says, Aham Evasam, Eva Agri. I am. I was there before everything, and everything came out of me. Krishna does Parashya Shakti, Vividai Vashuryate. So many Shaktis are coming out. Jiva Shakti, described there. Krishna Shakti. He has so many Shaktis. So this Jiva Shakti. But he's insignificant. But we can rise and in ecstasy by the instructions of Krishna. And Mahaprabhu is giving these instructions, ecstatic instructions. So we never tire. Chintacham chintitam bhaktas chaitanya charitamritam. Kaviraj Goswami says, always think of this chaitanya charitamrita. It's not that he's puffed up that I wrote this. No, he's considering this is the characteristic of Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he says, I gave some small amount. Actually, it is akatam. You cannot describe Mahaprabhu. And what he does, kovak, he quotes Lord Brahma's koveti bhumam, bhagavan, paratmam. Kabakadeti. Where he's doing it, how he's doing it, what he's doing, we don't know. So Mahaprabhu also, in a few moments, in 1 hour, he's doing so many things. It's inconceivable. But he's trying to give, I'm trying to give a taste of this. But he's constantly praying like that. Salam Krishishta Bhagavan Vachangsime. Shukadeva Goswami's in this mood, in his prayers, in his last prayers in the second canto, fourth chapter. He's saying, Salam Krishishta, may Bhagavan be pleased with me and decorate my words that may come from me. And of course his words are so decorated that for thousands and millions of years, everyone is hearing Sukadeva Goswami's shlokas. Sanatana Goswami also has a similar prayer. May he be able to speak this, glorify the Bhagavatam. He's glorifying Bhagavatam. We should pray like that to be able to say some tiny thing. You know. One has more knowledge, he can speak more. Yataditam yatamati. Sutta Goswami was saying, aham chajigamam tatra navishtrashtra. He was hearing that Bhagavatam originally. And so he's praying like that, that according to one's realization, as birds fly in the sky, one can speak, that's all. Not more, not less. Just exactly. To one, like Prabhupada, he's so expert in time and place, he can speak exactly according to time and place. What the people wanted to hear, what he wrote. Even before coming to the West, he wrote his purports, his first canto. It is a marvel of amazing literature that it sounds like he wrote it by sitting in New York. But no, he wrote it back in Vrindavan, or sometimes in Delhi or somewhere. But exactly to the point, even before coming, it was exactly Desha Karlata Yuktani Hitapo Pashamanicha, the Tapo Traya. Arjuna is speaking in the first canto, after Krishna left, but he's speaking that now I really understand what Krishna told me in Bhagavad Gita, that Hitapo, it relieves the burning heart at all times and places. So Vishaya Vishanale, it's burning, Hyajvale. Narottam Das Thakur says, this material world is burning us. It is sometimes considered like a fire, flames, and we're also like little sparks. But this material world is scorching us. Sometimes it's an ocean of birth in Bhavasindhu, Niskinchinasya Bhagavan, Param Param Jigamishur. Bhavasagar. Ocean of birth and death. Flaming, what is it? Whose verse is that? Dhruva or Prithu? He's talking about the blazing flames. So there's prayers describing it. Either way, you take it as an pramam bido viharane yati chitta vittis vitanya chandya charane. Prabodhananda Saraswati's verse, he's saying that samsara sindhu tarane hridayam yadi syat. This material world is like this ocean of birth and death. Samsara sindhu tarane. Tarane, you want to cross over it, you have to take shelter in the ocean of prema. Premam budo viharane yati chit. And you have to play and swim in that ocean, bhakti. Then you can, one ocean we're going to swim in. Yoganamatam Bhuvanam Dayaloro, that verse by Kaviraj Goswami, he says, everyone in this material world is mad, mad after sense gratification. And whether the tiniest microbe or Indra, Yastendra Gopmata Vinda Mahal Sakam Bandhan, they're bound up. But Kaviraj Goswami is saying that you can get out of that by swimming in this ocean of prema. Premam Bido, this is Prabodhananda. So this is our goal. Premam go, the swimming. Otherwise, he's saying, Yoganamatam, they're maddened, but, Olagyam Yat Pramatam Mahaprabhu has come to make continue your madness. It's okay. You'll never get out of your madness, but you have to become mad. Madati mata, buvilatam anatam. And Rupa Goswami says, rolling on the ground. He's describing that in, I don't know where it is, but one of those verses. He's rolling on, saying, well, let us roll on the ground. We won't care what the public says. They're all nonsense rascals. Sometimes they see the Harinam party, everyone's jumping like mad. Usually not rolling on the ground. But sometimes it might happen. So we just rolling mad, bhugilatamo, on the ground, on the earth. Bhugilatamo, nivashama, totally mad. We won't care. Mugdamam nigadantu nipi nipuna niti nipuna. That Madhavendra Puri has this verse that all these relatives of mine or those who are, think they're big hotshots, they criticize me, my relatives, or the big rich guys, pundits, whoever they are, let them say what they want. But I won't waver one second from thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna. Govinda spiham, Govinda pada spiham. So that's the mood that's given, that we're meant to follow after. But madness is there. Like Prabhupada had that essay, who is crazy? So they're crazy, that's all right. We're crazy, that's all right. But being mad after Krishna, that's nice. That's a great goal, but otherwise you will remain mad in this material world. All right, so any comment, questions, microphones? Yes?
You just became a grandfather.
What?
You just became a grandfather while
you were saying. Oh my God.
Announce.
Okay. It's on your phone. Does it have anything to do with it?
Prang
Govinda, baby Pia, as they gave him the name, Pia, has been born. When Pushkar is done with class, you can make an announcement. Tell him to distribute sweets. The thing is, Mukya said the sweets were already, or Sakshi, so I tomorrow we'll get the sweets. Anyone starving to death, you can get Kichri till then, till the sweets come out. Or... something else.
Make sure you come back from
home. I took the sweets home. They're in my refrigerator, but...
Is it feast or sweet?
Huh?
Feast or sweets?
What?
Feast or sweets?
Oh, feast is not now, but sometime. Sweets, Sukada ran off to the hospital and told me, and told Mukya to get this mango sweets. Then Mukya said later, before class, that somebody already paid for them. What? So tomorrow we get to. Any more questions? After all, this is a business, isn't it? This is the market of the holy name.
I was thinking the verse before. Today you have many verses. One of the verses before that.
We have to engage in what?
Intelligent.
Yes, that's difficult. Prabhupada said you should be intelligent, but it's difficult.
I remember one story, morning walk, Prabhupada, he saw a beautiful house, and then he said, Krishna should have that house. And all the devotees said, yes, Prabhupada, Krishna should have that house. And there was a nice car, he didn't say what kind of car, Hari Vilas Prabhu was telling us. And then Prabhupada said, yes, why not? Krishna should have that. And then there was a man with the dog. And Prabhupada said, Krishna should have that dog. Yes, Prabhupada, Krishna should have dog. And Prabhupada stopped. No, Krishna doesn't need dog. You should not agree everything I say. You should use intelligence. I never forget that. You should use intelligence. I guess Prabhupada was.
Yeah, sometimes, like just that story where some devotees were asking why they couldn't grow mustache, and so they wanted to do some astrology, grow mustache. They said, Prabhupada, we saw your picture when you were young, you had mustache. So Prabhupada said, but you are more advanced than I. I was not advanced. So then, later, he said, well, you are finding too much fault. He said, you can go out of this time if you have my blessing. And so they said, well, Prabhupada, you said we can grow, Master. He said, but you took that, I was sarcastic, but you took it seriously. So sometimes Prabhupada would say something tricky. Anything else? All right. Not even from Panchagoda, Pundari.
Yeah. Well, when Krishna touched like the head of Dhruva, he immediately became, I mean, he was already making advancement, but he became completely sanctified. And even those, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whoever saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited, you know, ecstatic symptoms, and wherever they went, whoever saw them, they exhibited ecstatic symptoms. So, I mean, Krishna could just come and touch everybody, and everybody can get realized and go back home. Why all the struggle and confusion in this world? And, you know,
because there's choice. That's all. It's always the same. Comes back to the same answer. In fact, that's what I read in the Amnaya Sutra, that when Bhaktivinoda was quoting this verse, Swapne, you know, he can quote the verse, that if you're in this Tatastha Shakti, why you don't, you still have choice. You can choose.
Yeah.
There it is.
Sandhya
means you're on the Sandhya.
Sandham means junction. You are on the third location. Mm-hmm. Uvasthane pashyati.
Ubeshtane pashyati.
You can see both and you make the choice. It's an interesting part of Prabhupada gave.
No, but okay, how long do we stay there? Can you explain it? What Bhaktivinoda would say, how long we're staying in that Tatastha? So how do you choose to go to the spiritual if spiritual is already eternal? Like, that's the next question. So if you can explain it. If one's going, yadgyatva nanavartante taddhamma paramam mama. Therefore, Prabhupada came and said to, that kakatalya nyaya. No sense in even arguing. Prabhupada, don't argue over this. Kakatalya nyaya. Did the bird fly and the fruit fall? Did the fruit fall and scare the bird? You can go on forever.
Which one?
Better take prasad and get purified. Right after you take the shower.
Prabhu, in the Bhagavad Gita you just read, one line Prabhupada says, we have a connection both.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur's purport?
No, Prabhupada's purport.
I know, but he's quoting Bhaktivinoda.
He said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that?
Paraphrases the whole thing in one half page. He's paraphrasing this whole conversation.
I see.
Said what?
He says that the soul has a both kind of connection.
Yeah.
The way Prabhupada put it, I feel
the way
like
Prabhupada put it, yeah, that you always can, you always have choice, but you don't take it. You don't take the choice. You don't go. Well, yad gyatvana navartante taddhamma paramam. You don't return. Mamu peche punajan. Tata, yeah, on the shore. So, but those who are eternally liberated, are they also tata?
No. See, in Devadama there is another verse.
Give my, put my, my.
I am.
It has to be. There's another verse. Which verse?